This is Fresh Air. Over the past 20 years, Baroque music has become very popular. The composer Handel has been one of the major beneficiaries of this trend. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews the very first recording of an early Handel opera, Flavio. Lloyd says it's an obscure work with some wonderful music.
Flavio, King of Lombardy, is one of the operas Handel produced in the early 18th century in London, where Italian operas were all the rage. It wasn't a hit, but Handel's next opera, Julius Caesar, with the same librettist, was. And as was common practice, Handel recycled some of the music from Flavio for Julius Caesar. The plot of Flavio also recycles some familiar elements. In order to avenge an insult, one character forces his son to kill his fiancée's father on his wedding day. That's one way to break an engagement. The king falls in love with a woman who is already secretly betrothed to his own staff officer. At the end, the wise King Flavio deals with everyone's problems, including his own, with wit and good grace. When he first asks his officer what he thinks of the woman he has fallen for, the officer, not wanting to give away his own passion, calls her unattractive. Then, when the king finds out whom she really loves, he commands the officer to marry that very same unattractive woman. Handel scholar Winton Dean attributes the failure and subsequent neglect of Flavio to its complex tone, its melange of comedy and tragedy, satire and romance. Yet the music, from the height of Handel's early maturity, is infinitely attractive and powerful. Here's soprano Lena Lutens singing Handel's moving lyric lament, Ma chi punire desio. How can she punish the man she loves, even if he has killed her father? This recording was made shortly after a production of the opera at a Festival of Ancient Music in Innsbruck last year. The cast includes two fine lyric sopranos, Lena Lutens and Christina Hoegmann as the officer. It's a male role that was written for a woman to sing. There are also excellent performances by countertenor Derek Lee Reagan, mezzo-soprano Bernarda Fink, and tenor Gianpaolo Fagotto, as various other lovers and fathers. But the particular glory of the recording is Geoffrey Gall as Flavio. Gall sang the title role in Peter Sellers' extraordinary production of Julius Caesar, and recently became the first countertenor ever to sing at the Met. He has a phenomenal voice, large, clear, and evenly focused throughout its extended range. Very high, of course, with a staggering coloratura technique, yet completely masculine in timbre, which isn't always the case among countertenors. Most of all, he's an expressive, vividly imaginative actor. Gall is a singer of historical significance, and this is probably his most important recording. Here he is as Flavio, suddenly aroused by his officer's girlfriend.
Thank you.
The musicians of the Ensemble 415 play superbly under René Jacobs. His conducting is a bit restrained, yet clearly benefits from the live performances that preceded the recording. Not every rediscovered Baroque opera is a masterpiece, but Flavio is an extremely enjoyable and touching work, and this recording rescues it from oblivion. It must get the best performance since Handel's own time, maybe its best ever.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Handel's Flavio on the Harmonia Mundi label. This is Fresh Air.